Summit Point, the Behavioral Health Authority in Calhoun County, Michigan. That's the focus in this series, the Summit Point podcast series. I'm Richard Pyatt. If you're along with us for a number of episodes now, you may know or certainly have heard a few of our Community Connections episodes. These are the episodes that shine the light on partnerships that happen in Calhoun County between Summit Point and other entities that result in some really significant goals that happen in the community. And today, we will talk about the Summit Point Autism Center, and in particular, a connection with the Calhoun Intermediate School District. Joining us today is Mindy Oyston. She is the Director of Autism Services at Summit Point. Hi, Mindy.
Hello.
Also joining us are two of Mindy's partners in our particular collaboration at the Calhoun Intermediate School District. With us is Jamie Rogers and Beth Opdyke. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
So, Mindy, talk about, first of all, the notion, just a quick notion, that there is a significant focus on autism and services related to that at Summit Point, right?
Yes. So at Summit Point, we have a whole autism center dedicated to autism services with applied behavior analysis therapy, case management, diagnostic evaluations, and our two most recent additions, social skills groups for teenagers and adults with autism and intellectual disability, and parent support partner services.
Sounds like an all-encompassing focus, or at least a lot of related focuses there. Now, when we talk about helping students with autism, what are you most concerned about?
Yeah, so we're looking at programming for students to allow them to have access to the curriculum and to those academic pieces that clearly school covers. And so when students come in and they're eligible with a disability, an educational disability under the autism spectrum disorder, they are needing some additional supports to access that curriculum piece. So our goal is always to support them in the least restrictive environment to have access to those pieces and give them the same things that their peers would get.
Jamie, in your daily routine, how are you helping students with autism do what Beth was just talking about?
One of my primary focuses on our preschool aged kids, so ages 3 to 5, before they transition to that school age around the 5 or 6. I think the origination of how this came about in our current work is that we meet on a monthly format and we are talking about kids with releases from Summit Point's end and how we can respond early and find those kiddos who are eligible and determine if they meet educational criteria and create a plan for that whole child approach.
So, Mindy, from the Summit Point perspective, what is the goal of this partnership?
We've had a few different goals. It started a few years ago. I first reached out to Beth and she then introduced me to Jamie. And it started because we were just feeling like there was something we were missing here that we could do to better support our families with the school system. We were, you know, encouraging them to get enrolled in school, but we were finding families had a hard time knowing how to navigate the IEP process. And they had a hard time knowing how soon they should get the process going in order to get the individualized education plan in place before school actually started. And so we just felt there was something missing. There was something more that we could do to help the families with that process. And what better way to help them than to partner with the ISD? And Beth and Jamie have educated us a lot on how much time does it really take on the educational side to get families through an evaluation and determine the best services and get them ready to go so that they're set up to start with success. And they've really educated us on all the different services that they can offer. So now when families are coming to us and saying, we want to get our kid ready for school, or we think we might be ready to start school, and we've already been working with them for a couple of years, we can just say, this is awesome. Fill out this release of information. We're going to talk to Beth and Jamie, and we will help get you through this process together.
I'm interested then, Beth, in the perspective of the challenge that you might have been looking at before this collaboration took place, and how does it look now?
So before there was a gap there, or there was a flow or transition issue in regards to students shifting from Summit Point supports to school supports, and whether they had an IEP in place or whether they had already had an evaluation completed, because it is important to note that a medical diagnosis of ASD is not the same as school eligibility. And so we do have to complete that evaluation on our end. And so there was a gap in regards to that transition piece and making sure that students could easily transition into kindergarten or into school programming. We didn't want them to have to wait or not to have the supports in place that they needed while we got that evaluation piece done. And so by collaborating together, we're now making sure that that transition is smoother and there is no time gap or there's no lack of proper documentation to shift students from one setting to the other.
So Mindy, when you heard that in the beginning, was it clear what kind of path could take place as a collaboration, or did you have to roll it around and interact with the ISD to figure it out?
Pretty early on, our goals were in alignment, and we both saw that we could really work together, and the ideas of how to do that came out pretty fast, and I think we set it up pretty quickly. And we found some additional benefits. So like Beth was saying, there's a difference between a medical evaluation for autism, what we do at Summit Point. It's that medical evaluation. We're looking for a medical diagnosis and we're checking for what Medicaid services or other community-based services could be a good help for the individual, where they're looking more at the educational eligibility and what educational services could help. But just because they're two different evaluations doesn't mean that we can't help each other. So another benefit we found is through that sharing of information back and forth, it's fewer times that the family has to tell their story because we can give each other some information. And while we still have to do our own evaluation, having some background from the school can help us expedite that. And we try to, in turn, give them a lot of information that we have to help give them some background to get a head start on the evaluation that they have to do.
How does this usually flow? I mean, I'm getting from what you all are describing is that if we have our druthers, there'll be a recognition, a diagnosis of autism early on so that as a child enters school, there's a plan. But I'm wondering, Jamie, is it ever the other way where someone is in school already and then an autism diagnosis becomes obvious later?
Absolutely. To me, it's kind of one of the successes of what we've seen over the last couple of years is the reverse side of this, where we might have found that child eligible and we're sending them to Summit Point, or Summit Point might share a name and we've already identified that child. And so that to me is kind of a highlight of what's been happening. We're seeing commonalities and that families are getting that early intervention and we're both able to navigate our process and really set that child up for success.
Sure. Is it more complicated when it's the reverse? In other words, a child's already in school? No.
Absolutely not. No, I think because of the system that's built, it's very natural to go both ways. And Mindy and her team have been very responsive at Summit Point when we're navigating it from the other end.
I'm curious, Beth, if that is a success story, are there others you can call to mind that have happened as a result of the lines of communication being open with Summit Point?
I would say it kind of goes along the lines of what Mindy has already said, is it's making the systems easier for families to navigate. It's less confusing. It's less frustrating. And there's clear identified folks for them to talk to, for us to communicate back and forth, but also for families to connect with all of us as well. It's just created a much more collaborative and friendly environment. Not that we weren't friendly before, but it's much easier for families to navigate the systems and feel less frustrated and know where to go to get answers.
Yeah, and that brings to mind a question. If that wasn't the case, what would this look like? There would be maybe a delay in recognizing the path. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and that's really why we started this collaboration, is because from both ends, we were identifying that there was a delay or a gap or a miscommunication potentially, or families were really frustrated. They didn't know how to go from Summit Point to the school or vice versa. And so it's just really creating that bridge and that flow that's much easier to navigate.
Mindy, how do you see success from the Summit Point perspective? I think we have an idea based on what's been described, but Let's hear it from you.
I would second everything that's already been said. Another success that I've seen, which wasn't necessarily part of one of the original goals, but we used to sometimes have families come to us thinking that they had to get a diagnosis from us before they could even get a school evaluation. Mm. And I always knew that that wasn't true. But again, getting Jamie and Beth to actually educate me on exactly what we should tell families. And also, Beth gave me a list of all the special education supervisors for every district and how to contact them. So if we have a family saying, we're trying to get this process, but we're not sure how to get started, or we're not sure what school district, or we're not, you know, like in addition to Jamie and Beth, she gave me all those other contacts that I can work with and help put families in touch with, which has been really helpful. And then I've, through this partnership, learning more about the IEP process, figuring out more what our role could be in helping with the IEP process as well. We've been trying to get some of our employees more involved in the IEPs themselves, those meetings that take place to discuss what did the school evaluation show and what supports are going to be in place. It used to be that we were getting like a school advocate to help families with this because we just didn't know. And now we know, and when we don't know, we have the ISD connection directly instead of having to go somewhere else to get it.
Yeah, I'm lingering on what we talked about a moment ago, the idea that sometimes a young person might already be in school before the autism potential has been explored and diagnosed. And I'm imagining what that might be like. Jamie or Beth, maybe you could talk a little bit about the beginning of that process. How does this become recognized? Is it a classroom behavior kind of alert, or is it something else?
So I can just share maybe some parameters that we look at. So if we know that a child has a medical diagnosis, that would institute a way that we would need to see, are we seeing an educational impact? So it could start with a staffing, bringing everyone together, as Mindy talked about, you know, staff from Summit Point. And we would really look to see kind of where the strengths of that child lie. Are we seeing any deficits within the classroom? Do we have a reason to suspect a delay or a disability within an educational environment? And if that is the case, then we put together a review of existing data, and we would move forward with parental consent to evaluate to determine if they met the criteria. Mindy kind of navigated it a little bit, but we do have criteria in the educational realm of standards that a child would have to meet. And so we never negate that they may have a medical diagnosis, but then we would review that process to see if they were eligible, what supports and programs and services they would need. And then if they weren't, we might consider a different area of eligibility. We have 13 criteria or different eligibilities. So we might consider something else. And then we also might consider a 504 or additional supports for that child.
Well, this is just another in many of the community connections that we've talked about with Summit Point and various entities in the county, but imagining perhaps as a parent what it might be like to try and navigate this amidst the overall emotions and fear and all the things that come up when something like this happens. I suspect that all of you would agree that working together has made it easier and tries to quell some of those fear and anxiety feelings that parents have. You're to be congratulated for that. So thank you for talking about this. And on behalf of Summit Point, I might just go out on a limb and say thank you for the opportunity to make these things happen.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.